It is not uncommon to come home from a summer vacation with tales of woe, but few travelers can match the kind of horrors a French couple has to deal with in the new French thriller Red Lights. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Red Lights is a taut, atmospheric, impeccably made psychological thriller from French director Cédric Kahn. It's about a married couple who imagine they're going on vacation, but are actually about to descend into an abyss. They discover that the predictable world they know is but a single step away from the most unnerving chaos. Husband Antoine is an office functionary. Wife Hélène is a high-powered corporate attorney. Antoine sulks about how Hélène treats him and turns his resentment into an excuse for heavy drinking and erratic driving. When Antoine emerges from yet another roadside bar on their vacation, Hélène is gone, having dissolved into thin air like a magician's assistant. What happens next is a combination of The Lost Weekend and The Lady Vanishes, as Antoine simultaneously goes on a phenomenal bender and attempts to figure out what has happened to his wife. Step by heedless step, what he does takes him into a waking nightmare, the kind of dark phantasmagoria from which even daylight offers no sure relief. This pitiless sense of the games played by an indifferent fate is the legacy of Georges Simenon, whose novel was the basis of the film screenplay. Simenon was a prolific and obsessive writer who was always merciless toward his characters, and Red Lights skillfully follows his lead. What director Kahn does exceptionally well in Red Lights is the creation of mood. He not only suffuses the film with an unnerving sense of desperation, he deftly mixes in hallucinatory qualities as well. With Debussy's haunting Nuage on the soundtrack, you almost wonder if what you're watching is a dream, even though you know it's not. It's impossible to think of Red Lights apart from its two stars, the regal-looking Carole Bouquet as the wife, but especially Jean-Pierre Darroussin as the husband. The emotional range the film demands of him is extremely wide, including resentment and fury, euphoria and lightheadedness, desperation and despair, and the actor is equal to all of it. As he drives and drives, surviving one nightmare only to begin another, it is the actor's gift and the director's ability that keep us guessing about the final destination.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.